It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. We are here with you every single day, Monday through Friday, bringing you the best in personal success, in personal empowerment, and of course, information, techniques, and ideas on the Law of Attraction. The whole goal of our program is to help empower you. I firmly believe, and I say this repetitively, so you'll hear it again and again, but I firmly believe that now is the time in history when too many people feel disempowered. You know, they're looking at the internet and it's so big, and they're looking at government and it's so big, and they're looking at their own lives and they're going, wow, how do I get control of my own life? How do I make the money that I really desire? What do I do? How do I find my soulmate? Or how do I save my marriage, which is in trouble? You know, how do I empower my life? These are questions people are asking themselves all the time. And when you have people that are disempowered, you have problems. Take a look at Chicago, for example. Chicago, Over the weekend, had 55 murders. Now, think about that for a moment. That's not the result of laws. There are laws all over the place. There are more laws in Chicago than any other city. So it's not the result of laws. It's not the result of gun laws, because interviews with some of these criminals and gangbangers, they say they just stop, they find where the guns are coming in or going by on a train, and they just raid the train. And they get a whole boxcar full of guns. They smuggle them in from all over the world. So you could have the toughest gun laws in the world, and it wouldn't make a difference in Chicago, because they still have guns. They still know how to get them. You could point to the laws and say the laws are too lax. They're letting people back out. I'm not trying to get political here. What I am trying to say is that these people that are involved in these kinds of crimes and gangs and all of that, at a core level, they feel very disempowered. They feel very disempowered. I had a client who wanted to provide a scholarship for somebody in college, you know, to help them learn the Law of Attraction. And I thought that was a great idea. I'm very sad we didn't go through with it. But I think even more important is to find high school kids in major cities and give them an opportunity to learn the Law of Attraction. Because if they learn the Law of Attraction and they start to empower their lives without drugs, without gangs, without violence, they can become touchstones for other people. Other people can see their success. They can become role models. Have we forgot what a role model is in this country? So I want to create role models out of you. I want you to become as rich as you want to be. I want you to have incredible love. I want you to have that brand new boat or that new car, because I want you to share with other people how changing your thinking changed your life. So I'm for reaching out to, you know, if you want to send me into the south side of Chicago or into Detroit or Harlem or any place, and say, Robert, teach these people the law of attraction. I'm there. I'll do it. Let's go. Because I'm for empowering people's lives. Will you join me? One way you can help is by sharing this podcast on your Facebook page. Another way you can help is by giving us that 5-star rating on iTunes and a little paragraph of platitudes, that kind of thing. Okay, let's get to business. Let's get to business because we're talking about affirmative attitudes. We're talking about affirmations or beliefs about behavioral changes that will help you be successful, will guide you to unlimited power and success and love and joy and health and vitality. Now, your first one, write this down. When I'm unhappy with my circumstance, I'm unhappy with the way things are right now, I understand, I believe in the core of my gut that I have the power to improve my life. I refuse to be a victim. Come on, write that down in your own words. I refuse to be a victim. There's a victim mentality going on in this country and in the world today. And people are walking around feeling powerless. You and I, working together, we can restore that sense of pride. Do you remember when people used to build things with their hands and they had a pride in craftsmanship? It meant something to do a good job. I believe we can restore that. But we've got to teach people the law of attraction. We've got to teach people the principles of success. So it begins with eliminating a victim mentality. I don't care what your life is about right now, where you're at, how good it is, how bad it is. You are not a victim. You can change your life. Write that down. Make that an affirmation. Promise it to yourself. Now, the next one. All kinds of people have been blessed with big houses. They were born into big houses, into mansions, families with money and education, connections, political connections. Some of them had better environments. They grew up in better neighborhoods than you. But you believe, you are affirming that your thoughts and your intentions and your goals and your hard work and your perseverance will take you where you want to go. You will manifest your desires. Let's go to the next one. Your ambition is the key to your growth. You know, people that don't have strong goals that they have visualized over and over and over again, oftentimes, most of the time, all the time, fail. People that have strong ambition, people that are filled with energy and enthusiasm because they visualized over and over and over again the outcome they want. They've got a strong, fiery ambition that can't hold them back. They wake up in the morning, they're excited to get going, and they go all day long till late at night in the direction of their goals. They don't make stupid mistakes by going in opposite directions. They don't have counter intentions. They don't allow fear to get in their way. They don't allow doubt to get in their way. They're filled with ambition and drive and enthusiasm because they visualize the outcome they desire. Here's your next one. From here on out, from this day forward, I will visualize and think about my intentions and my goals, and I will draw up a plan for achieving them. Look, folks, you gotta have a plan. I don't care if it's a bad plan. Put a plan into action. Take some action. Okay? Gotta do something about it. You can always change the plan, but you have to get the car moving in order to get anywhere. You have to get your life moving in the direction of your dreams, in the direction of your goals. So every day, not once in a while, every day you're thinking about your goals, you're thinking about your plan, you're moving in the direction of those goals. Okay, you got to do it every single day. Here's your next affirmation. I'm going to contact from here on out. I'm going to contact role models and mentors and coaches and seek advice and guidance and counsel. I'm going to find people that are where I want to be and ask them, how in the hell did you get there? What did you do? Look, if you're in multi-level marketing and somebody's making $1 million a year and somebody is making $10,000 a year and you're making $1,000 a year, you better talk to that man who's making $1 million a year, or woman. Stop wasting your time with a guy who's making $10,000 or anybody else. Find role models. Get mentors that can help you, give you advice on a regular basis. You don't have to take every piece of advice you get, but you can have tools and you can apply those tools. Oh, that's what excites the law of attraction, when you're just fired up and you're going like a bat out of hell toward your goals. You're either driving with your foot on the gas pedal. This is the next affirmation. I'm either driving with my foot on the gas pedal or my foot on the brake. I can't have my foot on both. Therefore, I choose the gas pedal. Yeah. So many people, well, yes, I want to go forward, but I got to think about this. I want to go forward, but I got to fear about doing this. I want to go forward, but I'm not sure this is going to go over very well. I want to go forward, but I don't know if she's going to like my idea. You see what I'm saying? You're either going forward or you're not moving at all. In a way, you're going backwards. I want you, and you want to. I mean, here it is. We want it together, don't we? We're done with friendships of people who do not share our goals and our commitment to excellence. Non-supportive relationships need to go out the window. Get rid of them. You cannot afford to be around negative people, non-supportive people. You need to be around people that support your dreams, your goals, the direction that you're moving. This is an important one. Here's another affirmation for you. I will pay attention to my diet and overall fitness, because you live in your body. Your body is the only tool you have in which to operate in this world. Your body gives out on you or can't keep up, then you can't do the things you want. So having a good diet, having a good exercise program, having a good mentality about your health and vitality, absolutely essential. It is one of the major affirmations you need to be doing. Focusing on that. Lastly, I will give gratitude every day for all the good things that happen in my life, because I understand that when I give gratitude to the universe, to God, to the people around me, to my own body, when I'm in a state of gratitude, it's impossible to be in a negative frame of mind. Folks, some of you are ready to take a big step, the next level in your life. You're ready to save that relationship. You're ready to have your soulmate in your life. You're ready to get married. You're ready to have an extraordinary marriage. You're ready to start a business. You're ready to buy a new car. You're ready to buy a new house, a boat, an island. Some of you are on the path to becoming millionaires. Yes. I want to invite you, the people that I'm talking to right now, to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Got nothing to lose. Find out how we can help you bring a miracle in your life, oftentimes within 10 days or less. Oftentimes within 10 days or less through miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Don't say it's impossible. Don't say it can't work. Those are negative belief systems. Change your thinking. Open your eyes. Open your mind. Let's put the full power of miracle magic and the law of attraction to work for you. Visit me at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Hey, we are out of time. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for sharing us on Facebook. We will see you soon. Pay it forward. Go out and do something good for somebody today. You have a great day now. Bye-bye.
Unlock a world filled with wonder, magic, miracles, and prosperity. You can enjoy the life you always wanted through the power of creative visualization. Regardless of your current life circumstances, you can manifest miracles and drastically change your life through creative visualization. Would you like to remove all debt? Enjoy a passionate life of love and happiness? Make more money than you ever believed possible? Obtain health and vitality? Now you can. As part of the Success and Nothing Less series, Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have created a powerful program called Creative Visualization. In this program, you will learn the ancient secrets to creative visualization that will remarkably change your life. What are you waiting for? Download your copy now. Get started with creative visualization at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. The Success and Nothing Less Creative Visualization Program is 100% guaranteed. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com for details.